Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me. That's better. Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Can you imagine reaching listeners in every country in the world? Our world is shrinking. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And today, on Tuesday, March 22nd, The Nun Story, The Power of Positivity. And then tomorrow, The Definition of Happiness. Did you know that happiness differs from country to country? The Trend of Mindfulness. Pushing mindfulness moments from hippie to mainstream. And then on Friday, Good Friday, The Wellness Connection. How the power of word suggestion impact our minds and our immune system. Now the calling number is 347-637-3789. Weigh in on it. Don't worry. Be happy. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60192. And be sure to log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and Kathy Watson Studio, no, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. By net and com, I have you coming and going. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is a powerful marketing tool and a learning curve. But, darlings, before I get into the core of the show, yesterday, this is breaking news. This is so phenomenal. So it left me speechless. You all know that I married an iron worker, a silver fox, on construction. And he was in construction for 45 years. And he was at the effect of the blast furnaces, the noises, and the loud that would shatter anyone's eardrums. And OSHA was not put into place then. As time went on, OSHA finally came into being, but it was too late. His hearing is damaged. The left ear is better than the right ear. But we heard about this company, Hearing Labs, that I don't know for how long they give free consultations, but Bill said, let's try it, Kath, because he was using ear amplifiers when his other hearing aids went kaput. We made the appointment yesterday, and I want to tell you, there are no accidents. I walked out of there walking on air. Allegedly. Now, I'm not medical. And Justin, who was the representative testing him, he's medical. I'm not. But what he revealed to me and what I learned there, oh, it made so much sense. We have invested in a plethora of memory and mind-boosting supplements. He turned around and he looked at me and he said, Kathy, if Bill can't hear you, then the mind doesn't hear him. And he can't implement into his brain what you want him to do because he can't hear you. And then I looked around, and there was a big poster on the wall. Those of you, I don't care what your age is, that are having trouble hearing, having a little trouble remembering, your loss of hearing allegedly could be the cause of dementia and Alzheimer's. Now, stop and think about this. You want to live a positive life. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. And the quality of life has eluded so many. And it is because many of them can't hear. And according to the investigation, hearing amplifiers could be damaging to the ear. You have to go. Hearing labs. Go online. But doesn't it make sense? Now stop and think about it. How can your brain grow if it can't hear what you're saying? If I'm talking to Bill and he doesn't hear what I'm saying, then he can't transmit it to the brain. The brain cannot pick it up. It goes into atrophy. And as a result of his testing, and I was there, I was so enthralled and entranced and so delighted. Yeah, his hearing is shot. And they're putting together hearing aids for him now. They're a little pricey, but isn't hearing worth it? You know, it's just like when I climb stairs and I do fundraising for the American Lung Association. When you can't breathe, nothing else matters. I'm adding an addendum. When you can't hear, nothing else matters. So when you're smoking, it affects your lungs. When you can't hear, it affects your brain. So I am urging all of you to please log on to Hearing Labs. They're in Schaumburg, Illinois. And they may be, I don't know, across, but this, Justin, I came home, I'm telling you, I was walking on air. And I went, aha! Now I know what's going on. They didn't have OSHA. And he told us a story about one of his patients from Puerto Rico. 56 years old. And she was here in the Medica, and he tested her. She had no hearing. She's been nearly deaf for 56 years. As a child, she was ill, and the tonic that she was given was toxic, and it affected her hearing. When she came to the hearing labs, she said, "I'm deaf. No one could help me. I tried everything." The good news is that she can hear, and she's back home. It's either Guatemala or Puerto Rico. Doesn't that give you cause to have your hearing checked? And make sure that whoever is doing your testing has you do an audible test. And I was able to speak into microphones to Bill and to call out, and he had to repeat it, when, what, where. He failed. This could be the hard of hearing. Are you listening to me? Can be the forerunner to dementia and Alzheimer's. Because you see, I don't really know what causes dementia or Alzheimer's. I keep my brain busy. The body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. I'm telling you, I was so excited about it that I had to call many of my friends, and I am going to do an email. Now, he goes back April 11th, and I'll keep you, because they are now designing custom designing the AIDS. I don't care what your age is. You deserve to live your life like it is golden. And then I heard, those of you that are onset of Parkinson's, doesn't matter what degree you're at, ride a bicycle. No, a treadmill. Bill is on the treadmill all the time. Ride the bicycle. It engages other chemistry. You know, we have 13 meridians in our body. It engages the other meridians to keep your brain alert. Hearing aids and a bicycle. It changed my thinking forever. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it is my pleasure to give you the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. Now, you do know that the show is archived. And if I'm talking too fast, you could always go on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on The Nun Story and hear it again and have your pen and pad there. Now, look in the mirror. Say hello to the designer of your life. You're the creator of your life. When you woke up this morning, did you say, good morning, God? Or, good God, it's morning. Did you know that what we think and really feel influences our well-being? When you have a positive outlook on life, it has been shown that it helps you live longer and provides a type of inoculation to the immune system. I love Bobby McFerrin's lyrics. Don't worry, be happy. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Be happy, don't worry. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. Sidebar. Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head? Somebody came and took your bed? Don't worry. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy. You see, when you have a challenge, life is telling you that this is a lesson that you have to learn. So when you overcome the challenge or the mistake, you have actually learned. Isn't that exciting? Today's show, The Power of Positivity. But before I really get into the core of it, I want to acknowledge my supporters of Live with Kathy. Did you know that I do have an introductory order offer that you too could be a supporter, sponsor, if you want to call it that? And you get in touch with me via email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And Mić Motvanić, in Croatian, that's we'll talk. And see if your topic, your passion, resonates with mine. Is it going to help someone? You never know, because the show is heard worldwide. And then within the 10 weeks, I help you with your commercial. You get a half-hour show that's included. It's your show, your way. It's your way. Can you imagine how exciting that is? This is an awesome opportunity for you to share your mission and passion. Now, I need to ask you, does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? Imagine your very own 30-minute, half-hour live show that's archived. And then you get to email it, forward it to your email database, and ask them to forward it to their email database. And within minutes, you have circled the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men. And women. Did you know that women have a place in ironworking, in construction? They're titanics, shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, to learn more, log on impact-net.org. Don't you, Jojo, just feel the energy? Ironworkers, working hand in glove with Impact. Ironworkers International, the Domperion of the trades. Do you want a career or a job? Do you like working with your hands? Are you creative? Do you want to be part of building history? Now, my mission and purpose is for all of you to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development to earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. You're an apprentice for 3 to 4 years if you qualify. And then while you're learning, you're making money. You're earning money. Your health care kicks into place, and so does your pension. How sweet is that? Remember, I married an ironworker. And I also created the CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. We opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, and then segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. It's available. You know how to get in touch with me. And affordable. 8 minutes to hear the story. There isn't a building, a bridge, or a road. I don't care what it is. Ironworkers were there first. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. The profession of the nobles. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Oh, 2009, they had a dream and they stood on the mountain, holding their dream in their hand. They took the gold medal award nationally for excellence. And they have a 50-plus consortium. Look in the mirror. Are you bored and lonely? Say hello to who's creating your life. No blame, it's you. And we teach people how to treat us. You are teaching people how to treat you. Are you living your life according to your dictates or according to someone else's? That's your choice. And the choice comes back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. The best of the best. ahtax@ameritech.net. He shall be delighted to answer some of your queries. Oh, the tax man cometh next month. ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Seek the saw of a spring chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operation. Just learn my methods, techniques, and secrets, and you're set for life. They go with you everywhere. Hey, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Premature aging, stress could lead to death. What are you doing? How are you handling the stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into our body? You can get the book. It's under revision. I'm making a few changes, but you could still get it. It's an ebook and a soft cover book. And if you want to do a seminar on it, rates are individually assessed. I shall be delighted to share with you why I keep on keeping on, and why an octogenarian and a fashionista with a can-do attitude can climb 50 flights of stairs in 9 minutes. When will I see you at the top? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Get the book at Amazon.com, author house, Barnes and Noble. Now, February, did you have enough money? Did you have more month than money? Look, home-based businesses are exploding. Get in touch with me. No, it doesn't take a ton of money. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. But do you believe in yourself? Can you challenge yourself? And listen, no matter, you could be retired. I don't care what you are. Get the kids involved. Teach them about money. Now, I know, did I pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, once you're on my website, darlings, go to books after you watch the video. And the first book is, they're all nonfiction. Oh, The Heart of the Lion is fiction and nonfiction, but the other three are nonfiction. Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Available at Author House. Scroll down. The Heart of the Lion. I wrote a journal. And I could see me traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti. And looking out the window and seeing arid, dry desert. And there's the desert rose blooming. We round the corner into Sambaru Lodge. And it's luscious. It's foliage, beautiful green. But in the water, the hippopotamuses live. What a country. If you're going to take one vacation in your bucket list, take a photo safari to Africa. I could see it now in my mind's eye. You will love it. Scroll down to 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Look, in Choices and 101 Great Ways. Oh, Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon. And 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, introduced and selected by David Ricklin. We gave up part of our life to share with you what has helped us. Are you surrounded by TNT, toxic negative thinking? Well, my work is cut out for me today. Did you know detoxifies your body better than a juice cleanse? When you're happy, the brain is sending down happy juice into your body, awakening the cells. They don't destroy, they don't decay. Did you know that what we think and feel will really influence our well-being? Of course. How on earth could you enjoy good health? Oh, I hate my job. I hate my life. What do you expect? The brain cannot discern. Once a thought is out there, accept it. The brain, the world, accepts it as gospel. So you don't feel good? Get out your pen and pad and write down what you're unhappy about. And by the way, this is the only life you have. This is not a dress rehearsal. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. Come on, you're not that stupid. Unless you want to be a whiner. And there are people out there that just love to whine. They're not in my life. When you have a positive outlook on life, it has been shown that it helps you live longer and provides a type of inoculation to the immune system. This reminds me of the Bobby McFerrin lyrics, "Don't worry, be happy." Now, in every life, we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Worry, I told you earlier, is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. If you have a roadblock, the roadblock is there for you to learn from. Do you get it? The roadblock, the setback, I don't care what it is. It's there for you to learn something. It reminds me of forgiveness and the affirmation for March 22nd. He who cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass. Oh, you think you're perfect? I got news for you. You're not. Why don't you take time and sit quietly and see your life as it is in your mind's eye? Can you visualize it? Can you? Now consider the life of a nun. Their physical background and conditions are controlled by life circumstances, their living condition. They choose their life, and their positive attitude helps to determine their longevity. So, how's your life going? What is going on in your life? And remember now, good stress detoxifies our body better than a juice cleanser. Nuns have a more positive life. It's because it's conditioned. Everything is outlined for them. Their decisions are already made for them. I was raised Catholic. Yep. I love the traditional Latin Mass. I just loved it. And there were conditions in Catholicism and every religion. There are conditions that you live by. And it's your choice. You either accept it or you don't. There's the power of being positive. Did you know that your entire life is dictated by your thoughts and your habits? Your daily positivization will bring you many, many benefits. Here are a few. Did you know that your skeleton is recreated every 3 months and your skin is replaced every month? Your liver is regenerated every 6 weeks. Every one of the trillions of cells in your body will respond to the positive visualizations you have recreated in your mind. The new you will be created every day as you visualize it. Your vision will become a part of your subconscious thought patterns. Your actions will gravitate towards completing the vision you have created. Your self-esteem will improve. You'll be more focused on your destination, and your improved focus will help you reach them. Now, what do? Post it on a headboard with the word Showtime written on it. This will be a reminder to begin playing your movie in your mind as you fall asleep. How do you feel when you succeed at something? Don't you feel great? How do you feel when it didn't work out? That's the universe telling you that you still have something to learn. Do you understand that? Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking, but in baby steps. Until tomorrow, be happy. Don't worry.